Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. Did you know that on September 27, 1964, the Warren Commission report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy is released after a 10-month investigation, concluding that there was no conspiracy in the assassination, either domestic or international, and that Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin, acted alone.
President Johnson.
Yes?
You may not have met me before. My name is Warren Commission. I've been looking into this Oswald. Even though his last words before he died were, "I'm just a patsy," and even though he was living in Russia and working for the communists for a good part of his life, we've decided there isn't really any chance that there was a conspiracy against your predecessor. And, in addition, we decided that you shouldn't really be in office.
What?
You weren't democratically elected by the people of this country.
But then how could I get elected by the people of this country?
Well, the thing is, you only came in because your predecessor died. In order to elect you democratically, we would have to have an election. But there's a catch.
Oh no, a catch!
The educated populace can only vote if they've first registered with their local board of elections.
So, if I want to become president, I need to convince people to register with their local board of elections.
Exactly, Mr. President.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, no one did register to vote that year, and in fact, we haven't had a president since. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.